Hi everyone, Gina Aliotti here. This week we have another incredible mantra. I like to talk a little bit more about self-discipline. We hit this one a lot, but this week is really going to zone in on self-discipline. It's a skill that we all need to practice on a daily basis in order to be successful. And, you know, we talk a lot about what is success and what does it take to become successful and what are the traits that you must have. We've hit on grit. You have to have passion, a true desire deep down inside. Of course, my favorite word, you have to have consistency. So there's so many key elements that go beyond our physical, our bodies, that truly actually kind of take us to that next level and get us closer to what we quote unquote think is success. And the mind games that we play with ourselves on a daily basis, they either beat us and they take us in one direction, or we learn to conquer them and we beat them and we take things in a totally different direction. And so we need to learn, how do we overcome these mental games and basically win this war that we're after every single day, multiple times a day? And it's learning how to stay disciplined to what it is we want and what it is we're after. And this, my friends, this area of our VIP is one of it's my favorite, because I really believe that so many people focus so much on the body and so much on the workouts and how to obtain that dream body, and they spend less time really focusing on these other aspects and these other areas, which I call, you know, your mental candy, or what we call our mantras, that really will take you to that next level. And so many people just skip out on them. And so I really want to talk about this idea of self-discipline, because it's the center of what leads us to success. And the key is that most people are not willing to do what it takes. And that's a fact. Most people don't either know how, but they're most likely just not willing to do. Most people know that it takes hard work, it takes effort, it takes staying away from a candy jar, you know, but they're just not willing to do what it takes. And then there's people like you who are really working on your self-discipline on a daily basis and are willing to do what it takes, just are learning how to do it best for where you are in your life. So self-discipline really becomes less about your body, and it's more about choosing which path to take and battling this idea of self-discipline and the distractions that we face on a daily basis, but learning how to always dig deep and make the choices that are going to bring us closer to change, to where we want to go, to actually reaching our goals and our dreams. So we have to make this easier on ourselves, because we're faced with so many things on a daily basis. You know, we're faced with so many decisions that we have to make, and so many of those decisions really boil down to us being disciplined to make the right decision. So it starts by us creating an environment that is going to help these decisions get easier. Having the right friendships, really choosing who we surround ourselves by or with. And that is so important. And that is why our VIP and our tribe is so crucial, because it's having those people around you that are going to help kind of push you in that right direction and help make that self-discipline easier, because we don't need more in our lives to make things more complicated and harder. So really having that tribe to back you up is so important, and is really going to help you to really stay on the self-discipline game. And it's kind of like if you have something that is one of your trigger foods. For example, for me, it's my jar of peanut butter. And not because you can't have peanut butter on our plans, but because, you know, one spoonful ends up being 2, 3, 4. So I just know that this is just a trigger food for me. So to make that self-discipline easier on myself, I would rather just remove those items from the house or not give in and have my almonds instead. You know, you just have to learn how to navigate and make the best choices to basically set yourself up for success. So, you know, I try to give you these tools. Last week, we really focused on our 3-2-1 formula, which is such a great catalyst to really help execute self-discipline, because we can have self-discipline, but then it's like we have to execute it and we have to actually like take action. So this formula used is going to be the catalyst for the epic change that you will get when you actually like become self-disciplined and you practice this on a daily basis. So every day, all the decisions that we're faced with, we have to learn how to make the decisions that are going to lead us down the right path and are not going to lead us down a path of regret. And I just had this conversation with a client who has been rocking her transformation, and she has been crushing it day in and day out. And she is now at 12 weeks and has the most unbelievable transformation story. Like, everything could not have fallen in a better place for her, just at the right time. And her weight loss has come down perfectly. Her blessings that she's learned along the way have been amazing. And her self-discipline has kicked into gear. And because she stayed disciplined, as hard as it was or as hard as it is, she's now able to see the results. So I was having this conversation with her and I said, you know, this is your life. You are making these choices now because you've had this solid self-discipline to stay on our plan and to stay on your path. Now it's been 12 weeks and you can now live your life the way you envisioned it and not have these regrets. But for so many people that don't have the same self-discipline, they find themselves kind of falling off and then getting back on and falling off. And because they lack that strong self-discipline, they're constantly living in this life of regret where they're like, I should have done this. I wish I could have done that. And so if you really learn to just focus and dial in this self-discipline, that is where you're going to maximize that strength, that true change in your future and get closer to where you want to be. So I will ask you now, like, this is your life. This is your life and you have the choice. And so it really is up to you on how you want to live it. And you know, what really is going to make all the difference is that once you start to practice this self-discipline, you have to continually practice it. We talk about it being a skill. Every day, it's a skill that we have to master. You know, the consistency and all these things. It's not like you learn it and you master it and then you forget about it and it just happens naturally. It's something that we have to do on a daily basis. But once we continue on this path, we will get to a point where you don't think about it anymore and it just becomes a part of who you are, what we do, and what we're about. And that's when you can truly consider it a breakthrough or living the lifestyle that you want to live, which we call the G-Fit lifestyle. It's where you just don't think about it anymore. You still have to push yourself. You still have to recycle the mantras and that self-discipline, but you get to a point over time where you just think less about it and it becomes a solid, concrete habit. It becomes a part of your blueprint and your DNA. So the best thing that we can do is to keep a positive environment that provides inspiration and the tools that we need to stay disciplined and love ourselves. And I love this because, you know, we've really talked a lot about self-love, and self-discipline is the number one thing you can do to love yourself even more. It all starts with love. And if we can love ourselves enough to stay disciplined and to follow through, you will forever thank yourself and love yourself even more. So this week, I really want you to tap into this idea of self-discipline and that the choice is yours. Love yourself enough to say no to the cookie jar, to trust that by giving up that immediate pleasure, that you're going to gain so much more long-term success with no regrets. And that's the beauty of it, to live a life of no regrets. So I want you to take a few moments to listen to this incredible video, this inspirational video with Will Smith and Jim Quick, who lay such an incredible foundation and just chat about self-discipline. And I know it's going to resonate with you because it resonated with me. And I love everything that they say. And it just makes you want to jump out of bed and just get on your 1-2-3 go wagon, because this is going to elevate your discipline game. So spend a few moments to actually watch this video, and I cannot wait to hear what you guys think. So this week we're focusing on self-discipline. Can't wait to chat with you real soon.